From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. You've probably heard of adventurers skiing down the highest mountain in the world. But did you know that elite cyclists can actually ride up it in a day's time, then race down at 80 miles an hour? You probably guessed I'm not talking about Everest. It's still the highest when measuring purely by height above sea level, or altitude, at just over 29,000 feet. But by other metrics, there are other contenders. If you measure from the center of the Earth, the highest mountain is near the equator, where the Earth is 21 kilometers wider than at the poles. By this measure, the tallest is the volcano of Chimborazo in Ecuador. But if you're starting at the base of the mountain and measuring to the top, the tallest, by a wide margin, is another volcano, Mauna Kea on the Big Island of Hawaii. Its summit is just shy of 14,000 feet above sea level. The ocean around Mauna Kea is almost 20,000 feet deep, and the base of the volcano is on the seafloor. This makes Mauna Kea nearly 34,000 feet from tip to toe, a full mile taller than Everest. Its low humidity and long distance from civilization make Mauna Kea an excellent astronomical observatory, with 13 international telescopes at its summit. There are roads leading up to them, so if you're looking for an 8-hour straight-up bike climb, followed by a blistering white-knuckle descent, Mauna Kea may be your kind of mountain. I'm Scott Tinker for EarthDate, climbing to new heights with you.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.